There we go. Abby, Father, I thank you for the call of Abby. Lord, just the fact that you have brought her here tonight. Abby, I see a dark cloud over your head. It's almost everywhere you go, there's this dark cloud that you just cannot break through. And I see the Lord begin to shine His light right down through the middle, but it's only a bit of it is actually coming through. Lord, says He's going to begin to show you hope a little bit at a time. Because there's so much I want to do that that He cannot download it all at once because you would not be able to take it. God is going to just do a little bit first. God is taking you to school, Abby. God is going to train you in what He wants to do, but He's going to do a little bit at a time. There's going to be a process. I know the Lord says, you know, you'd want it all to be done at once, but God is going to just do it little by little by little, step upon step, line upon line, precept upon precept. But I see one ray of light coming through. Now another ray of light coming through. Now another ray coming through. Now another ray of light coming through. And God is beginning to disperse this cloud that's over you. God says you are coming to a place where you are going to be walking under an open heaven. Right now there's something that's holding you back. But Lord says there's just a couple things I just want you to release to me. Don't know what they are, but there's a couple things you're holding on to. It's almost like I see there's an anchor tied to your ankle and it's keeping you down. And something you just... like there's a comfort, almost like a safety in some things you're holding on to. God says He wants you to explore the unknown, because that's what the place of real faith is going to be born in you. God wants you to trust Him, but God says a couple things that they may not be bad things, but they're holding you back. Lord, just begin to release these things. Don't hold on them, but hold on Me. Don't trust in these things, trust in Me. I see the number 3, and it was 3 days or 3 weeks. God is going to reveal something to you. I see God opening up your mind. I see God beginning to download some revelation. Some dreams are coming to you. It's almost like if God told you, or someone told you, it's almost like I kind of believe it, but I don't. God's going to have to show you in a dream what He wants to show you. But when you get it, you go, yeah, that's it. That's a rhema word. And when you get it, you're going to act on it. Get ready to say, Lord, because I'm about to download some revelation to you. It's going to turn your life around. Now see you going round and round and not faster and faster, and you're spinning faster, 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 faster. It's almost like a whirlwind is coming. Now see the Lord coming in, and He's going to cleanse some things. It's almost like the atmosphere where you are, it's heavy. It's just, you know, tornadoes have this tendency not only to wreak destruction, but to bring a cleansing in the atmosphere. God's going to come in like a whirlwind, and He's going to cleanse the atmosphere. All of a sudden, where you're going to go, it's like, wow, this is new. God's going to cleanse the atmosphere around you. Great, because God's about to do a work. You're going to start getting some dreams. God's going to speak to you, and you're going to be very clear. And God says, just obey Me in the dreams and watch as I begin to do this. And as you do that, this cloud is just going to begin to dissipate. It's not going to be there for long. It was never God's will for them to be there. Just trust the Lord. Just give up all these the 3 things that you're holding on to. God's going to just throw them. Just give them away. Give them to Me. And watch as I take your life. And God says, He's taking your life in a brand new direction. You thought it was that way? God says, no, it's a different way. Because I know today from yesterday, from tomorrow. You only see the now. God says, I know I have your tomorrow in My hands. Trust Me and watch. I see like a 90 degree turn. You're going to be walking all of a sudden, you're that way. It's going to surprise you, but the Lord says, it's not that way, it's this way, says the Lord.